97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now. And, you know, Tom, I don't know what else to say about that Mizzou loss on Saturday. Complete blowout. I mean, the biggest focus for most people might be Brady Cook now because he injured his hand.
Yeah,
right?
Hurt his hand, had a bad ankle going into the game. I was there Tuesday. I told you I went to Columbia just to kind of check on him. And I had a bad feeling about his injury. I'm actually surprised he played based on what I had heard, kind of the scuttlebutt, you know, that his ankle was in bad shape. But he played. And I also just had a bad impression of, they're not like, he's not a bad guy. I love Eli Drinkwitz, but just the whole scene there was very subdued. Like, they just came off an incredible homecoming win against Auburn.
Right.
And I just felt like the whole thing was just, it was just so low energy, everything about it. The experience of the press conference and the players and, you know, where was the, hey, let's go, you know, let's get down to Alabama. Let's go get them. I mean, maybe behind the scenes that was happening, being discussed, but I certainly didn't feel it.
But you think, if anything, they'd want that to be felt by people who
are you.
The press. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Fake it almost, and then
wouldn't
go be subdued privately.
Boy, I went to Columbia, and I'll tell you what, this Mizzou team seems energized. I mean, they might go down and stop Alabama, and Alabama's a little wobbly right now. Like, you know, I did not feel that.
Why do you think that is? You think they were intimidated by Alabama?
I think maybe they were just down about the Cook injury and about the Noel injury and about the Cooper injury, and they have tons of injuries. But you know what? The great teams find a way, and they have enough depth to back that up, and Missouri does not have that. So Missouri has gotten flattened by two teams on the road in the SEC, in Texas A&M and Alabama, and therefore their college football playoff chances are toast. They don't have a signature win. You know, they've beaten Auburn. It was great, but Auburn's not good. They beat Vanderbilt, who turned out to be a decent team, but it took them double overtime to do it. They beat BC barely. They beat UMass and Murray State and Buffalo. I mean, they're just not, there's nothing there. So, unfortunately, they are what they are. They're the 25th. I'm actually surprised they hung in the rankings at 25, but they are ranked 25th. Illinois is a better team, I think, in terms of its resume, but kind of the same thing.
Like, they just crushed.
They get smoked at Oregon, and they're good. I think the expectations for Mizzou were much higher. Therefore, they're more of a disappointing team to me than Illinois. But both teams had a rough weekend.
Well, how about Vandy? You mentioned Vandy. I mean, to come that close to knocking off Texas, wasn't it a 5-point game?
It's really fun. You know,
yeah.
Their quarterback,
yeah,
Pavia, is awesome.
Yeah.
He's got an attitude. And, you know, Vandy's got a little
swagger there.
Little swagger.
Oh, yeah. No
little
kidding.
Swagger, the V. So, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. They've got some NIL money. They're in a cool town. I mean, if I wanted to transfer and play in a cool town and a team that's got some money to give me, I might consider, if I'm a star player, going to Vanderbilt,
yeah,
have a little fun. Who knows? I mean, this could be the start of something for them.
The joke used to be in the SEC, yeah, from Vanderbilt, yeah, you'll beat us at football and basketball, but you'll work for us someday, so it won't matter, right? And maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know? So, interesting.
Hey, you know, I have to admit, I did not watch Game 1 or 2 of the World Series, but it was so funny because I'm over at my my husband's grandma's birthday party. I'm not going to say how old she is, but I'm over there, and she says, "Did you guys all watch game one or two of the World Series?" And she was talking about the fan who reached over and caught the ball, and it caused some controversy. People were upset that he caught the ball, right? Because then it was this whole discrepancy about what the call should have been.
Absolutely. I don't know how much that affected game. Well, either of the games, I felt like the Dodgers earned it fair and square. I mean, and I'm really impressed with the Dodgers, actually. You know, they're banged up, and they've had some injuries. Their whole starting rotation, here's exactly what we were just talking about. You know, the Dodgers are a great team because they are able to back up the loss of Kershaw and some of these great starters, and they just are able to piece it together. And then Freddie Freeman's out there on one foot,
yeah,
and he hits a grand slam. Yeah. Now Ohtani's hurt. He has a partially dislocated shoulder. He should play tonight, but something they're going to have to keep an eye on. And the Dodgers keep finding a way. So the theme for me is the Dodgers have impressed me. As much as I don't like them, and I'm a Cardinals fan growing up, and we hate the Dodgers, but I'm impressed with what they've been able to, and Edmund hits another home run, of course. You know, I'm impressed with what they've been able to accomplish. Now, this place will be a madhouse tonight, Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees have to win it. It's a must-win for them.
They have to, yeah.
The problem sometimes with the New York crowd, and this place will be bananas to start the game.
It'd be like Madison Square Garden.
It's going to beyond that. It is going to be nuts. But a New York crowd also will fall dead silent when things don't go well. You know, it's like one or the other. It's either a million or zero. And I think that if the Dodgers find a way to get early runs, the Yankees are in big trouble. So it'll be something to watch tonight. I will pay attention, of course, to the World Series. I think it's great. It's not as I'm not as into it as I thought I would be, maybe because there's so much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I am paying attention. But I'm not like, you know, I'm more interested in what happens after Game 7, what the Cardinals do, you know, so, at this point. But I will pay attention, and I love the game of baseball, and I appreciate two big brands going at it.
I'm up early Saturday watching ESPN Game Day, and I'm pretty sure I saw Tom Ackerman in the background waving like this. Was that you?
I was in that crowd.
Oh, I think so. I want to see the clip.
You can't see me.
I'm
in there. But I'm in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What a win, huh?
It was an unbelievable 48 hours. I got up, Friday night, I did an event for my friend Jim Brennan, the president of McKelvey Homes, for the Dravet Syndrome Foundation. We raised hundreds of thousands. I think they're going to end up with $600,000 raised. Amazing night at the Third Degree Glass Factory. And then my wife Angie and I left at around 10, got home. I went to bed at 11, got up at 3, got in the car at 3:30, like Christmas morning, man. I could not. I was
wide awake. Yeah.
So excited. Had my coffee. I drove to Bloomington. I got there. You know, you lose an hour because it's Eastern. I got there at 8 o'clock. I walked through campus, and I parked at the Student Union and walked because I wanted, on a beautiful fall morning, I want to walk to the stadium from the heart of campus. And you could hear the roar of the crowd through campus all the way back to the Student Union. And I'm like, this is... I dreamed of this. And you get there, College Game Day's there, place is packed, people tailgating, RVs everywhere, College Game Day's huge stage. I did a lap around the Game Day set with a couple of buddies of mine. My fraternity brothers are tailgating. It's a crisp, perfect fall day. And then on top of that, with all those expectations, Indiana with a backup quarterback beats Washington soundly and goes to 8-0, and the party continues all day. It's like... I never thought it would actually happen. I always hoped it would, that Indiana would have a good football team, but it has happened. Now, you know, it gets harder. They have to go to Michigan State this weekend and keep this thing rolling, but it has been a dream season.
Good
really
for
has.
You, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I am.
It's pretty cool.
I'll root for you until basketball season comes along.
I hear you, man. Well, we don't play you yet. We don't play you yet. Yeah.
Not yet, but we're going to work that out. Kentucky,
it's been fun. And there's
Kentucky
there's an example.
The school for the blind and deaf the other night. I think it was 123-70 or something.
You know, Indiana played Tennessee yesterday.
Oh, did they really?
In an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Those teams were going at it. Indiana beat them.
Wow.
At Tennessee.
That's good.
Pretty nice team. But yeah, you know, so the football thing real quick is kind of an example of what I was talking about. Indiana is one of those schools that has a lot of money, a war chest for basketball. I mean, they'll do anything for hoops, but that has now moved to football. You know, they got the right coach. The coach wants more money, and they're going to give it to him. And not only for him, but for NIL and for resources, and they are putting a lot into football, and there's an example how you can turn it around quickly in this new college football landscape.
Yep.
So
it's true.
It's not bad.
Tom, glad we got a little extra, little overtime with you today.
We
That's
got a
awesome.
Little OT today.
Bonus Tom.
Appreciate it. Great to spend time with you guys.
Yep. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.